You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties. But now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV. Hello, welcome back for another great week. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Let's kick off this episode like we do every week, and that's sharing one of you, our loyal listeners, who's using our hashtag #STRShareSunday on Instagram. When you share it on Instagram, we find you, we share you here on the podcast, we share you to our entire email list, and we give you a little love. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at Pepin Forest Treehouse, and Pepin is spelled P-E-P-I-N, at Pepin Forest Treehouse. And one thing, first of all, it's just a sweet little treehouse, 480 square feet. Number one, they're green cabinets, so good. But one thing that I really loved and enjoyed in their listing photos and even on their social media too, they have a lot of night shots because the treehouse, like if you're on the outside looking in, they have a lot of great windows. But they did a lot of shots of their outdoor area, the hot tub at night kind of lit, the water lit up, the house lit up. I just really enjoy that. I don't see that often. And I think that's, as the host, you need to know, like, what is the shining part of your property? Like, how can you sell it, quote unquote, sell it to the guest? And that, like those photos, I was like, oh, I want to be there at night. Like they have some string lights out on their outdoor area, the way that the hot tub was lit up at night, just the way the whole house was lit up. They really leaned into that. And I haven't noticed that on anyone else's listing as much as theirs. And so I just want to say kudos. And if you have, because a lot of times I know you get photos taken during the day. And like Sarah, you were just getting some new photos taken of a certain like outdoor area because the garden was blooming. Like just always be on the lookout that it might not be in that original, you know, time you do your photo shoot. There might be some other, because a lot of times you're not going to have your photographer come at night to take pictures. There might be some other ways that you want to display your property. So pay attention to what your guests are saying and maybe get some of those shots in the review. But Pepin Treehouse, love how you got those evening shots throughout.
Yes. All right. So with that, let's get on to today's episode. We are going to have on Sage from Minoan Experience. Minoan is the platform Annette and I use when we are not only furnishing new short-term rentals that we're bringing into our portfolio, but we also use Manoan when we have to replenish items for our short-term rental. And they have over 160 brands with steep discounts. And the best part, listeners, that sometimes I feel like people don't hear, it is free for us to use as hosts.
F-R-E-E.
Yes.
Free. Like, so why not give it a chance?
Yes. So you have to check out Manoan Experience. In the show note is the link to check it out. But in today's episode, Sage is going to help us understand not only the best way to use Manoan and how you can use it to get more clients as a co-host, and if you are a short-term rental designer, even if you don't own any short-term rentals, but also she's going to give us some behind-the-scenes peeks as to what the best mattresses she's seeing people buy right now, and linens and rugs, among other really great hosting hot tips. So without further ado, here's Sage. Sage, welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys.
We are so excited to talk about Manoan, all the amazing upgrades the Manoan platform has made. Because again, listeners, Manoan is free for you to join. And there are so many benefits to it being free and available to you that we're going to go over today. Some that have existed since Manoan started and some that are new. So Sage, where should we start? Manoan is still offering about 160 brands that hosts short-term rentals designers can tap into savings when they sign up with Manoan. So they could just sign up with one Manoan account if they want to and have access to all of these savings, right?
Exactly.
Let's rewind a little bit. Can you give us the backstory on Manoan, how Manoan got started, and then also how you joined the team, just to give our listeners a little bit of that background of Manoan?
Absolutely. I was just going to suggest that as well in case we have some new listeners. So the founding story of Manoan dates back to pre-COVID. So our founder, Mark, was working at a company called Jet.com, which was an e-commerce company that ended up being acquired by Walmart. After college, I also joined Jet.com, but I was post-Walmart acquisition. And Mark was on our larger team as one of the directors. And I just was really inspired by how he like managed his team. He was not my director, but I knew that somehow, some way, I wanted to find a way to work with Mark. Fast forward a little bit, Mark ended up leaving Jet and decided to go do his own thing, which ended up being Manoan. And I was still at Jet and Walmart at the time, was looking for something different. I was living on the East Coast. Sarah, we've talked about this a lot. I'm not a big East Coast fan, originally growing up in Texas and now living in Colorado. So I was looking for something else, looking to further accelerate my career. And Mark and I ended up catching up. And he's like, well, I started this company and what do you want to do now? I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I went to school for marketing and sales, but you know, I'm 2 years into my career. I don't really know what I want to do. It's like, well, I have a role kind of, but at that point, Manoan was really just an idea that Mark was working on. But this was to me the opportunity of a lifetime to work with Mark and to work at a startup and really see what and where that would take me. And so my parents thought I was crazy because this was peak pandemic. Like it had just started August of 2020. And my parents were like, why are you leaving a stable job to go do something? You know, the boomer era.
They're being parents.
They were. And I was like, I was living at home because I got rid of my apartment on the East Coast. And I was like, if there's a time and a place to do this, it's now. So I ended up leaving Jet and Walmart, joining Manoan. And I am approaching 3 years at the end of this month, which is crazy. So that's a little bit of how I got here. But the reality of why Manoan started is because Mark, in his time at Jet and Walmart, realized that there's a better way to experience products. Having worked in retail, you know, we were doing a lot of merchandising in stores on shelves and also in e-commerce online. And what he realized is that's not the best way to experience a product. The experiences that guests are having every day in short-term rentals, that's how you should be experiencing products. That's the best way to see if a mattress is comfortable. That's the best way to see if you like coffee versus reading reviews and looking at pictures online. So maybe a longer story than you guys asked for, but that's the how Manoan started and kind of my story and journey to get to where I am today.
What have you learned? Because you connect with almost every host that joins Sage. Is that, are you still doing a lot of
changed?
That?
We've grown so much that the scalability of that has become a little bit more challenging for me. And our team has grown.
Yeah.
Back in the day, yes, I was talking to every single host that signed up to Manelin to figure out, like, how can we help? What are you looking to do? My role has changed a bit and we've hired more people. So I'm not as in those weeds as I was previously, but it's still one of my favorite parts of my job is connecting with other hosts, because I'm not a host yet, but connecting with hosts and just learning about them, about their experience, and seeing how we can truly help. Because I can't tell you the amount of times that I've been at a conference and someone has come up to our booth, if we're exhibiting, saying, you guys have been a lifesaver for me and my like hosting journey. And that to me, like, I feel very fulfilled from that. It's definitely been one of my favorite parts. But you were asking about what have I learned?
Yeah.
That this business is not for the weak by any means. I mean, the amount of persistence and courage that people take to do this at the start while doing a 9-to-5, mm-hmm. running this other business and trying to, if they want, not all people, but getting it to the point where they can leave their 9-to-5 and just do hosting and short-term rentals full-time. And with y'all's audience too, the amount of passion that people have, you guys are big proponents of, it's not just about heads and beds. And I feel that as a guest myself, I want to stay at an experience where someone, you can tell that they're putting a lot of thought and time into designing these properties. They're not just doing it to like really quickly off Facebook Marketplace and IKEA to get it on Airbnb. They are making this a brand. You guys talk about that all the time, having a personal brand for your properties. And that takes a lot of time. That does not come overnight. And so I applaud everyone in this industry who's taking the steps to get to that point, because that's really what separates like the top 10% of hosts from everyone else who's out there hosting.
And I think that's is becoming more and more apparent post-COVID times of it isn't just quote unquote, putting it up on Airbnb and then counting the money in your bank account. Sarah and I have seen a really large influx of our audience reaching out to us. Of, I don't want to say stressing, but like, wait a second. Like it's like, yes, you have to create an experience. You need to be a brand. You can't just put it on Airbnb and expect that all that marketing, all the work is going to be done that way. And that's why hosts, everything that we talk about all the time, you have to like, Sage was saying persistence and courage. The first thing that we say to everybody is like, well, hopefully you're in this for the long haul because yeah. it's not just about this month or the next month. It's really zooming out and looking at your asset, your property, and how are you going to manage that asset over a longer period of time than just the next week, the next weekend, the next busy season. And so let's talk about that, Sage, a little bit of obviously, the design is super important. What is something like when people come to Manoan originally, what's the first thing they are normally looking for? Is it like larger pieces? Are they just like, you say 160 brands? I'm not going to lie. That seems very, you know, that's a lot to me. When you are a short-term rental host, you are making 160 decisions every single day. So sorting through the brands, like how do you guide someone when they first come to Manoan to like walk through all of those brands and prioritize what they need? Because if they come on and it's like they're furnishing their whole place, how would you support them and guide them?
That's a great question because it can definitely be overwhelming. And the timing of this is perfect because just the other month we launched what we call the new Manoan, which has made exactly what you're talking about 10 times easier. I mean, you guys have seen the Manoan before, you've seen the Manoan after. So I think you can also attest that the experience has gotten a lot easier to navigate. So when people are coming to Manoan, I think the first thing that they're typically looking for is big furniture, bed frames, couches, dining tables, the things that cost a lot of money, because that's where they can get a lot of savings. Of course, everything in Manoan you can save on, but if you're spending $2,000 on a sofa and you can get whatever that discount is, let's just say you can save $800 on it. When you were going to go pay $2,000 at retail, that's a lot of money that you can save to then put in elsewhere, whether that's insurance, whether that's pricing software. The way that we've made that a lot easier, once you get into Manoan, once you log into your account, we have a category bar at the top that now allows you to easily filter. So let's say we have 160 brands. We now have these really beautiful little icons. They say furniture, amenities, linens, mattresses, all sorts of things that you guys would be searching for on your own. You can click one of those icons. And what it does is it takes those 160 brands and now only shows you the 30 brands that offer furniture. or the 15 brands that offer mattresses, so that you now have a more niche assortment to look at instead of landing in Manoan and saying, okay, well, I don't even know which brands offer what. So we've made that a lot easier for people to identify. Of course, people know the West Elms and the Crate and Barrels, but there are a lot of other brands that we work with that may not be as well known just from a retail consumer perspective. So that organization and categorization helps significantly in just being able to identify what you're looking for more quickly.
Let's talk about Sage, because I'm a co-host. And so I not only manage people's properties and the guest experience when the guest arrives, right before they arrive, helping them match what property is the best for them to stay at, but I also help people onboard their properties. Can you share with how Manoan can help co-hosts market themselves if they want to onboard new owners? Because I know growth for a lot of hosts is a big conversation right now. How do we set ourselves apart from other co-hosts and offer this as a service that is really useful for the owners and can really help them create a short-term rental that stands out among the rest?
Just being able to have access to the brands that we work with, whether it's a West Elm, a Crate and Barrel, an Article. I mean, there are so many brands that I could just go on and on about. Having access to these brands that from a retail, at a retail price point, could be very out of budget for a lot of people. And being able to go to your prospective owners or clients and say, hey, I would love to be your co-host. Here's what I have to offer. Not only do I have this many properties already in my portfolio that perform this well, but I also have a suite of services that I have access to and can bring you that you don't have to pay for. Mm-hmm. I have access to Manoan. And if something goes wrong, which you guys know this better than me, something will always go wrong eventually. It's not an if, it's a when. So if a nightstand gets damaged, if a lamp breaks, if a mattress, you know, you need to replace it, instead of the owner, the client saying, okay, great, now we have to spend $3,000 to replace all of this stuff. You guys now can provide them with Manoan, where either you can pick out the items, and depending on how you structure the partnership, you can pick out the items for them and let the client pay, or they can pick it out, they can pay. You guys can structure that however you want, but just being able to offer Manoan as a service, which again is free for everyone, to be able to say, hey, if something goes wrong and we need to upgrade some furniture or amenities, or we need to replace something, I got you. And this is going to be the best quality stuff that you can get at prices that you will not be able to get anywhere else on your own.
Let's talk about too, how co-hosts wear so many hats, Sage. I'm upping my email marketing game. I am communicating with guests. I've got a team. I'm always juggling like maintenance, things like that. So let's say something happens and the client picks out something they like, we agree to it. And then, you know, you can't help, Manoan can't help it. Like it's out of order or it's back ordered or it's going to be delayed or it shows up and it's damaged. Chat with me about how Manoan can actually be a partner for me, whether I'm a co-host or I host my own property, to help share that burden of getting that fixed and figuring out how I can move forward in my project.
That is a great point, because I'm a consumer myself. So when I buy things online and something comes damaged or I need to return it, it's a pain. And all I have is my 9-to-5 right now. I don't have, you know, a short-term rental business on the side. And when you're managing or co-hosting 5, 10, even just one property, that's a lot. Like you said, you guys, Annette, you mentioned it earlier, you have 160 things that you have to do daily. So then adding in customer service, where you have to reach out to all of these brands, if something comes damaged or you need to return it, it takes a lot of time out of your day. And we all know this, that in this industry, time is money. So any like minute wasted are also dollars being spent and taken away elsewhere. So in these situations, no matter how many brands that anyone orders from, let's say that they order from 15 brands, like 50 different items. If 10 of those items come damaged, which is just a result of e-commerce and shipping, right? Things from a distribution center to your home, things get damaged in transit. It happens all the time. Instead of you guys having to spend time on the phone, calling these brands, emailing with customer service, trying to coordinate and keep track of, okay, did I get my refund? Is this replacement coming? We take care of that for you. So we have two different ways to help with this. We have a chat feature on our site once you're logged into your Manoan account. And that way you can get routed to one of our support representatives. This is no 1-800 number. This is no robots. Like, this is our team I was previously on the support side helping out. As the team's grown, I'm no longer in there, but I'm sure that a lot of these listeners who've used Minoan may have chatted with me previously. But what we do is we help out. So you just send us a note either there or to support@minoanexperience.com. Let us know, hey, from this order, this item is damaged. We'd like a refund, or hey, this came broken. We'd like a replacement. And then our team goes to the brands, takes care of that for you, and comes back with an answer or a resolution, whatever that may be.
Or for instance, something that we've done is
yeah.
things show up much larger than anticipated and you've got to do a quick switcheroo. And that's the other part too is, listeners, it might not even be the brand's fault. It could simply be your fault of like, oh, that piece doesn't work in here. That was, I thought I got the correct measurements. I didn't get the correct measurements. You know, you have someone there at those stressful moments when you're like, wait, we're getting ready to list this here in a week. And this like pivotal piece, you know, needs to be returned, exchanged, and all the other back and forth happening while you're in the middle of trying to get something ready.
Which is great because that the person I would put on that job, Sage, would either be my guest service agent or my inspector. And truly, there are a million other things they could be doing than chasing down a replacement nightstand. I mean, that's important, but I want them staying on the health of our guest experience and the property care. Totally. And so this is great because it's almost like I have an extra team member that I don't have to pay for that exactly. is going to be on my side. Another thing that I remember you sharing with us about the new Minoan is if I'm putting together a design and I'm putting together my shopping cart and there is something that could hold the order up because it is a few weeks later than everything else, Minoan will let me know too, right? Like, hey, that sofa would delay this. Let's move that off this order, get you everything that'll come sooner. And then will this couch work with this project? Maybe I have to shop again, but Minoan will help me so that my timelines can be met. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So in the new Minoan, again, this is a new feature that did not previously exist. Once you get your quote back, and for new listeners who may not know what I mean by a quote, our shopping process is a bit unique. So you never check out on the brand site directly. What I mean by that is you never pay Wayfair or pay Crate and Barrel unless you want to pay full price, which I'm sure everyone listening does not want to do. So what you end up doing is you build a cart in Minoan so you can have all of these different items from the different brand partners in one cart. The next step is to request a quote so that our team can go in and consolidate all of that for you to then provide the exact information, Sarah, that you were hinting at. Once your quote is returned, typically like 3 to 5 hours, it's quick. You're not waiting a business day or 2 days to get this back like you may be from a rep that you're working with. The way that works is we will flag in the quoting process. You can say, hey, my ideal deadline, like if possible, is to receive items no later than August 1st. That quote comes back. And if you put in August 1st as that deadline, any estimated delivery dates for the items in your quote that are going to, at that moment, are expected to deliver after August 1st will have a little flag that basically says, hey, heads up, you're saying that you want everything delivered by August 1st. Based on what we're seeing and have been communicated from the brand partners, these items are not going to make it before then. And like you said, Sarah, you have a couple options. You could either move those to a new order so that they don't hold things up, or you could just replace those items and find new ones. That's one flag. The other flag, I think, is also what you were talking about, is items in white glove delivery. And I think white glove delivery is a very hot take in this industry because it can be hit or miss if people don't understand exactly what you're talking about. Where if you're ordering large items from a Crate and Barrel, an article, whoever, say you have 5 items and one of them is not going to be ready until 4 weeks from now, but the other 4 are ready to ship now. That order will not ship until that last item is ready, which can totally, totally delay your setup process, your go live date. And that is also a flag saying, hey, heads up, all of these items are scheduled to ship together. And this one item is going to hold up your order by 4 weeks or 5 weeks or whatever that may be. Our recommendation in those scenarios would be move this to another order or get rid of it entirely so that these other 4 items that you want can ship out immediately. So there are a lot of new flags that we've created before you pay us anything to make sure that we are giving you as much information so that you feel prepared and have all of the facts on, is this going to make it for my timeline? Is this not going to make it? Of course, things can change during shipping, right? Things can get backordered, things can get delayed, but we do that work up front to try and give you the most accurate information to help you make the best decision based on your business needs.
And for the listeners that are new to Minoan, so many changes for the new Minoan came from hosts voicing like what they thought would make their experience even better on Minoan. And then Minoan listening to those hosts of like, okay, if our platform is going to be the best for hosts, we've got to make some of these changes to increase their level of satisfaction with the experience. So I think that's just important to know that these changes came from listening to all of the hosts, just like hosts have to listen to their guests' feedback on things and make some changes. Minoan did that too.
Hey there, fellow hosts. Want to make your short-term rental feel like $1 million without breaking the bank?
You bet. That's where Minoan comes in. They've got deep discounts on over 100 amazing brands. Brands like Article, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, Pollywood, Wayfair, Parachute, and Fellow. Your guests will be swooning over the stylish furnishings, and you'll be grinning at the money you saved.
And here's the exciting news. Minoan just leveled up their platform. Now you can easily sort through their brands with improved browsing and filtering capabilities, including host favorites and unique finds. No more endlessly scrolling.
Plus, if you're a design-savvy host juggling multiple properties, Minoan has your back. You can tag quotes and orders by property so you can keep things organized like a pro.
And let's not forget, you can set up multiple properties under your one account. It's a breeze to manage them all in one place. Talk about convenience.
Oh, and customization is key. With Minoan, you can decide who gets email notifications for all of your quotes and order updates. No more inbox overload.
And also, of course, we cannot forget the most exciting thing about all of this. Minoan is 100% free for hosts. Yes, you've heard that right. There are no membership fees, no sneaky costs, just fabulous discounts and a stress-free experience.
So what are you waiting for? Don't waste another second. Go to MinoanExperience.com and sign up today. Your guests will thank you, your wallet will thank you, and we'll thank you for spreading the word.
Thanks for visiting the new Minoan.
I want to circle back. You said people come in and they're normally looking at those big furnishings, you know, the couch, the mattress, the bed frame. What's next, Sage? Once they get those big furniture purchases, what does Minoan see that second layer of host utilizing the platform for?
Usually that's more of the accessories, whether it's rugs, more of the what we call in like traditional hospitality, like hotels, OS&E, the operating supplies and equipment. So that could be linens, that can be consumables. We've onboarded a lot of new brands since the new Minoan launch too, to help fill in some of these gaps. Cause we kept hearing people are going to Target to buy their linens, or they're going to Target to buy their soaps and shampoos. And I understand the allure of that. I mean, Target is everywhere. They have stores, they have an online presence. It's easy, but you're taking time to go to the store, right? So that's time out of your day. And then you're spending full retail, and Target is made for the consumer. Target is not made for a hospitality business. And so we've done a lot of work in identifying some gaps in our assortment and have onboarded brands like Tumble Rugs, for example. I know a lot of people are familiar with Ruggable. They are very similar machine washable rugs. We have a great discount. I mean, you could just go on their site and look at their reviews. That's one new brand partner. A couple others that we've onboarded, A1 American is a traditional hospitality linen and amenity provider, meaning they sell in case packs, they sell traditional hospitality grade linens. So in these Facebook groups, and people are saying, what linens do you guys use? Mine keep falling apart, or mine, I can't get stains out. They're not buying hospitality grade linens. So that's something that's really important that we communicate to hosts as often as possible, is this is a hospitality business. If you guys can say you wash your sheets at home 3 times a week, I applaud you. I definitely do not wash my sheets at home 3 times a week. But when you're doing turns and short-term rentals, that may be a low number 3 times a week. And so being able to buy these products that can withstand the test of time, whether that's linens, whether that's amenities. So we've also onboarded a brand called Zogix. I was not familiar with them previously, but they license out household name brands for amenities. This is a Tide, a Swiffer, a Method products, and they're all commercial grade. So when people are going to Target or they're going to Amazon and Costco and buying these, Zogix is a great supplier that offers these products in bulk and are household names. So you don't have to, you know, you can still get the name brand stuff if you guys want to at wholesale prices, if not better, for the items that people need for their home, whether it's them or the cleaners, to just be able to make these turns more efficient and make sure that when guests come, they have a nice, clean property.
So listeners, even if you're not in your near future furnishing an entire short-term rental, Minoan can help solve the issue of getting the consumables and the replacement items and everything it takes to operate our short-term rentals. And you said you said the word bulk, Sage. So I can order things so I'm not having to place a Minoan order every month. I can order in bulk, yes?
Exactly. And I think both on the linens and the amenities, that's something that I hear a lot. If people just need to get replacement pillowcases,
yes,
then they go back to their Amazon order or Target and you have to buy a set. That's not cost efficient. But if people are starting a property from scratch, or like you said, their property is already up and running and they just need to replace their linens, they can buy a pack of just queen size fitted sheets or just queen size pillowcases without having to get the full set. Now on the amenity side, you can buy soap, shampoo, body wash, all the things that you're putting in your rental in gallon sizes, whether you want refillables or just gallons to have, you can buy them in bulk so that you're not having to go back and order something every week. If you have the space, which I know that you guys talk about like a supply closet and the importance of that, if you have the room that you can have these items just available so that if something goes wrong, don't worry, I have a backup set of flat sheets. I have a backup set of soap and shampoo. That way you're not in the moment SOL and having to run to Target or Walmart or Costco and take time out of your day.
And I think the added bonus too, and I can say I used to do this, like this is where your personal life and your business life can get very combined if you're doing these Target Costco runs and like, oh, okay, well, this house needs some toilet paper and K-cups. I have some extra at my house. I'm just going to take them over there for now. Or like you're on a trip to, let's say, Target and you're like, oh, you know what? I know that I need shampoo and conditioner. And then it just gets really muddy accounting wise. And so that's where if you're working with brands like Minoan, you know, like, hey, all of my short-term rental needs are purchased there. You know, at the end of the year, when you're going through your receipts, when you're shopping online, that's your one-stop shop. That's what I want to offer all the hosts too, is to keep your personal and your business life, your properties very separate. That's where you also want to use something like Minoan. And that way it's like, hey, okay, that's all of my orders for XYZ property. Let's talk about XYZ property. Can I separate them? Let's say I have X property. I have a Y property and a Z property, and I want to order to those individual addresses. What does that quote or that quote look like if I'm shopping for multiple properties at one time, Sage?
I think this is something that comes up a lot because as the industry has continued to grow, we see a lot of people expanding their portfolio. So they start with one, they get hooked, they move to 5 to 10, you know, and end up having a crazy large portfolio. And that becomes even more challenging to manage, which is why having systems, whether it's a system for pricing, a system for furnishing, is so important. And that's why we exist to fill in that gap of a system for furnishing. So if you have X, Y, and Z property, you can set those up in Minoan. That way, all of your orders can be tagged. You can say, hey, this linen order is for property X, this consumables order is for property Y. And when you go back into your orders, you can now use filters. So if you have, you know, when you're ordering as much as hosts are on Minoan, you're going to have a lot of orders in your account and a lot of properties. So to make it easier to say, hey, when was the last time that I ordered sheets? Or when was the last time I ordered soap and shampoo? You can now filter down your order history to a property level, saying, I only want to see orders that were tagged with property X. I don't care about Y or Z right now. Or I want to see orders that were tagged with property X and have the brand, I don't know, tumble rugs. And then you can see the orders that contain those items. So the filtering and searching within Minoan has gotten a lot easier to help you find the specific orders or quotes that you're looking for much more easily. So if you have one property or you have 100 properties, organizing your purchases in Minoan and filtering down, whether if you're a co-host or a designer and you're working with clients, just making sure that you're organized and structuring your Minoan account to get the most out of it. We have that capability now. And that was another new feature that came with the new Minoan just the other month.
You said two things that I want to pull out. One is people are scaling 1, 5, 10, you get hooked. It is addicting, listeners. If you're not in it yet, it's the reality of it all. But Sage, so as the owner of the co-hosting company or the face of the company, I have a lot of things to do. So could I have my team member log in And can they have their own login so they can reorder said queen pillowcases?
Yes, 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 and yes.
Nice.
If you're a co-host, if you're a designer, this applies to all of you guys. Even if you're an independent owner and you have one property, but you have a housekeeping team that you want to be able to come in and reorder things, that capability is now available in Minoan. So let's say as you guys as a co-host, you have 10 different clients. You at the co-host company level would be able to have access to all 10 of these different accounts, Sage, Joe, Sally, whoever. But me as Sage, I would only be able to have access to the property that you guys manage for me. That way you guys can see everything. And if you're a designer, you can see the 15 different clients' accounts that you're working across. But that individual client, whether you're a co-host or whether you're a designer, can only see the account that is tied to them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Did I do an okay job of explaining that?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So you can
also have your team members, whether it's housekeeping, whether it's operations folks, on your account as well, in case you want them to come in to reorder stuff, to see when things were last ordered, especially people managing remotely.
Yes.
If they have someone who's boots on the ground, they can give them access to say, hey, Jim, these sofas are coming today. Keep an eye out, or log in and just keep track of when things are being delivered. I know that's been a huge pain point for people who aren't on the ground of the properties that they're managing with shipments, because it can get messy and a lot of deliveries can happen when they're not there. So being able to have visibility into that, whether it's you or the team that you trust on the ground, is very, very important.
And then you mentioned designers several times. So if I'm a short-term Yes. rental designer, I don't own property, I run a design company, but this is amazing service. I want to offer it to my newly found short-term rental clients. I can do that?
Yep. You can sign up as a designer, a short-term rental designer through Minoan. And what you can do, again, you can invite your clients. If your clients are already in Minoan, you guys can merge accounts to where you guys can collaborate together. There are a few things with the designer client and the co-host client relationship that came of the new Minoan, and something that launched just as recently as last week that I'd love to touch on really quickly to make this a lot easier. So for those of you listeners who have used Minoan, you're probably familiar with the Chrome extension that we've developed. For new listeners, we've built this Chrome extension to allow you to pull in items from all of these different brands' websites into one cart. If you've used Rakuten or Honey, it's kind of one of those little widgets that just appears on your Chrome browser. We've made a few updates to that. So what we've done is we've implemented a scraping functionality, because you guys have probably used the extension before. It got a little bit manual having to copy and paste or type in the specific information that we needed. So now on our top 20 sites, you can go in, pop open the extension, land on the product that you want, and all of that information is populated into the extension for you. So this is probably the first time you guys are hearing of this too. That is huge progress. And that's a lot of feedback that we got, again, from users of Minoan, people in the industry. This is a great idea, but it takes a lot of time. So we're making steps already towards making that a lot easier. So if you're on West Elm, Crate and Barrel, Article, Wayfair, and you use the Chrome extension, this is going to be a huge time saver. That's thing one, but I'll pause for a second in case you guys had any comments on that one.
Well, I'm just, because you're right, Minoan is great and the discounts make it worth it. But I do remember having to also toggle between the extension and then the piece that I want. And sometimes I had, so this is amazing. That's
a huge win.
Sorry, I had to take a moment because Sage didn't
process
she didn't give me a moment to do that off air.
Sage, what are some things behind the scenes of Minoan? What's a product that is like completely surprising that hosts are catching on to, or you're just kind of surprised of like the volume of orders? What are some of those things behind the scenes that you see?
I would say the Brooklyn bedding mattresses. For those, I think mattresses, you know, it's the Goldilocks syndrome where this one's too firm, this one's too soft, and it is tough to get the one that's just right. And guests, mattresses are subjective. What works for me may not work for you guys. Mm-hmm. And so it is tough to find that right mattress. I know people on these Facebook groups are obsessed with Zinus. They're on Amazon. You know, it's one of those bed-in-the-box mattresses.
Mm-hmm.
There have been some news articles that have come out that make Zinus, you know, a little bit controversial for some folks. But Brooklyn Bedding is not a Casper. It's not a Purple. We work with both of those brands as well. But they're a hospitality-grade mattress that you can get a queen-size hybrid mattress, is what we recommend for short-term rentals, because some people, you know, all foam takes a few days to really adjust to your body. So we typically recommend a hybrid mattress. Brooklyn Bedding sells bed in a box, so it gets there quickly. You're not having to wait 10 weeks or whatever to get your mattress. They're made in the USA. Every mattress is custom made. They get there in about a week, and the prices are comparable, if not better, to Zynus. And so that's something that we've seen really, really take off, because I think that like groupthink sometimes in this industry can be a real thing where it just, you see the name everywhere and then you just go for it. And I've been guilty of that myself and in other areas. But Brooklyn Bedding, their mattresses are incredible. If you want a 10 inch, if you want a 14 inch plush, they have all of the options, whether you're more in a budget type of property or you're in a high end, let's say like Aspen or Jackson Hole location, they have the mattresses to fit the bill. And we have just seen them explode. I think it's mainly just a lack of consumer awareness mm-hmm. for this hospitality brand, because they're not spending billions of dollars on ads on Facebook and Google. They're putting that money into developing a really, really great product for the end consumer without all of that branding, which is not to say that Casper or Purple are bad. Again, we work with them and people love those mattresses as well. But I think just the value that Brooklyn Bedding offers and the quality of their mattresses is something that we've seen explode a lot in the past few months.
Okay, anything else? Because I like this topic.
Oh, man. Now you're putting me to the test.
How about?
I was just going to say the linens. Like, since launching A1 and some of these other hospitality grade suppliers from linens and consumables, people are really, really taking on just, I think that they're just understanding. You have to get burned, I think, to really understand, sadly, like the importance of this stuff. Just like people who buy on IKEA and they buy from Facebook Marketplace, they think it's fine until it's all of a sudden not fine. And they're probably not going to do it again. Mm-hmm. The same thing with buying linens. Like, I know you guys buy hospitality grade linens as well. And maybe in the early days you did retail grade linens. I think it's one of those things that as the industry becomes more professionalized, that people start to realize if short-term rentals want to continue competing with hotels and gain like more market share, you have to operate that way. Mm-hmm. People want to come stay in a property because they have their own space, but they still want the amenities of a hotel. That means those crisp white linens, the really nice soaps and shampoos. And so as the industry becomes more professionalized, I think the importance that people are putting on the linens that they have in the property, and not only the quality of them, but how it makes turns more efficient. If they have the stitching on the inside to differentiate from queens and kings and stuff like that, and just makes the turns more efficient to help, again, further scale and optimize their business. Mattresses, linens, amenities, some of those may be more or less sexy items, but that help with the overall look and feel of the property and with guest reviews.
Yes. And that's what guests are paying for. It's like that they're paying to spend the night. So those are
the sleep experience is so, so important. Like mm-hmm. you guys know this. It's funny because when just like scrolling through different properties on Airbnb, you look at the reviews, people, if they love their sleep, it's going to show up in the reviews. If they hate their sleep, it's also going to show up in the reviews. So trying to get people to lean into what's going to deliver a better sleep so that their reviews aren't tanked by seeing a review that says, hey, it felt like I was sleeping on a concrete floor with like a blanket on it. No one wants a mattress like that. So I think just people making more intentional decisions, even if it costs them a little bit more money, like you guys said in the beginning, this is a long-term play. This is not like an overnight success thing.
Right. And depending on what the guest, why the guest is coming to town, the majority of their time might be spent in the bedroom sleeping, you know, if they're coming in for a large event, if they're coming in for a vacation. I just know a lot of times when I travel, even if it's a short-term rental, the amount of time spent in the property sometimes is very, very slim. So you have to take that into account of, you know, I know we get really excited about designing things and the TVs and the art and the pillows. And it's like, wait a second. I love that you kind of just shifted everything of like, maybe we focus on the bed first and then go out from that when you're thinking about your overall budget on everything.
Yep. We like to say invest where people are sitting, sleeping, and eating, because that's where they're going to be spending the most time. So those three areas, if you can master that, if you can master and allocate the most of your budget towards those items in those spaces, you can fill in the rest of the gaps. It doesn't have to be like a Picasso on the wall or anything like that. But those three areas are very, very important.
What else about the new Minoan that you want to share that we haven't tackled?
Yes. So in addition to the revised Chrome extension, which is also going to continue improving later this year, we've implemented two additional features. So one, we're calling a CSV upload. A lot of people use Excel spreadsheets right now, whether you're a co-host with a client, whether you're an independent owner, whether you're a designer, just to put everything in one place. And what people ended up having to do is take those spreadsheets, copy the links, and move them over to Minoan. So it basically sometimes having to duplicate work. You don't need to do that anymore. We now have the functionality to where you can upload a CSV and you can have 150 items in it. There are three columns, so it's very simple. It's the same information that the extension asks for. We need the variant, what color, what size do you want, the product name, and then the URL. And then you can upload that into Minoan and then request a quote immediately from there. So you don't have to then add items independently or single-handedly every single time. You can have a CSV with 50 items, two items, 150 items. As long as they're Minoan brand partners, you just upload that to make that process 20 times easier. So that's, I think, really, really huge, especially for these designers and co-hosts who are doing this stuff already, or even just the independent Sage or Sally out there mm-hmm. who keeps track of all their stuff in an Excel spreadsheet before they go to purchase. Now you can just upload that and then further accelerate the process to getting that quote back from Minoan instead of having to duplicate the work.
I have a rogue question for you, Sage.
Okay.
Let's say I'm a co-host and I know what I like when it comes to all my kitchen wares and like the smaller, not design focused stuff that could really just be my brand standards across all my properties so that I know what a guest likes. I want them in all the properties that I co-host. Yep. And let's say I use a brand or a platform that doesn't benefit me as a host because it doesn't give me the best pricing possible. Could I share that spreadsheet with your team? And could you help us find what Minoan would support?
It depends on if we had 1,000 team members. I'd love to say, yes, we can do this for everyone. That'd be really fun. Scalably, that's just not possible right now. However, we do this a lot with folks, especially some of these larger groups like, hey, we're ordering this, this, and this from Amazon.
Yeah.
A lot of the times, or Target, a lot of the times we will work with, let's OXO, for example. They sell on Amazon.
Yeah.
They're like a really well-known kitchen supplier, kitchenwares. They sell on Amazon. They sell on Target. They sell everywhere. But we work with them directly. So if we'll get sent something, hey, these are what we're buying right now, we can go through and say, okay, for your kitchen items, I would look here. For this, I would look here.
Yeah.
It's not at an item level, but it could be like generally speaking for flatware, I would do this. For sheets, I would look here instead. That could be comparable. One thing I'll say, and I say this to everyone that I talk to, you do not have to use Minoan for everything. There may be items that make sense to continue ordering exactly how you are, whether that's like silverware, whether that's napkins. Minoan does not have to be the place that you buy everything. But I'm very confident from the 3 years of working here, from the tens of thousands of hosts that we've worked with and property management groups and designers, that you can save a lot of time and a lot of money on 80 to 90% of the things that you need through Minoan. And if you need to do the 10 to 20% as you're doing it today from an Amazon, from a Costco, that's fine. I'm hoping one day, the next time that we talk, we'll be able to say, actually, now you can do 100% and you should be doing 100%. But the reality is, like, there may be things that just make sense to continue buying from where you are today.
I think that's
important to note, because I think I'd be over promising perhaps if I just said you should buy every single thing from Minoan.
Well,
I don't think necessarily that's true.
And I think like as humans, that's what we want. We want this like one-stop shop, like take care of everything. And it's just not realistic. So I think that like once you open up to that and know that you can have favorite things in different places too, because you might do some shopping locally also,
yes,
but, you know,
100%.
In your town, like, hey, I source, maybe you source art from someone in town. Maybe you source coffee from someone in town. Like there could just be, you know, different places, even locally, that you source your products
from. And
those
are nice special touches too, you know, that local flair.
For sure.
And you just saying that, Sage, to our listeners, I think you're going to, of course, earn a lot of trust where it's like, Minoan really wants the best for your rental and your short-term rental property. Listeners, you know, Annette and I care very much about the guest experience and about the longevity of your business. So we only work with people who truly care about the end result, which is what the guest experience is. And I was thinking about it from a standpoint, we teach a lot of co-hosts how to build systems, Sage. And so the cool thing I like about that spreadsheet and about your Minoan portal in general is over time, you can start building out what your brand standards are as a co-host. Because then today, listeners, you have to remember it's your program and you can co-host best when you know exactly what's at each property and why it was chosen to live there. And so you can start getting those basics down and then also use Minoan. Because I could ask Minoan too. I know you guys are really knowledgeable about the brands that you represent. And if I chatted with Minoan and I asked, I need this sort of sofa, like, would you be able to advise us on, you should look at this brand for that sofa so that each property can then become its own personality and either be pet friendly or not be pet friendly or be kid friendly or family friendly and just help us make those, one of those 160 plus decisions that we make every day.
100%. I think one other thing I just want to quickly mention, Sarah, when you were talking originally about, you know, if I have a list of items I know I want in each property, and that's typically something that we see a lot with people, they have their go-to kitchen items. You don't need a different spatula in every single property. Like people aren't looking at the spatulas. If you have a good spatula that you found, just go with it for every single property.
Yes.
Another feature that we release with the new Minoan is this idea of a copy quote, meaning you could build a quote. And you can rename quotes too, which is really nice now. So you can name them whatever you want. Instead of the number texturing that they used to be, you can say, this is for Sage's Kitchen or TFV Kitchen. That way, any co-host client that you guys have, you can build this kitchen list. And let's say it has all of the stuff that you want for the kitchen, and share that quote with your client's accounts in Minoan. That way, hey, this just becomes basically a list that you can share with them. We have a new co-hosting client. Great. Boom. Here's the kitchen stuff that we recommend. Here's the furniture stuff. And that's a new feature, I think, that helps people a lot as well. Just being able to like save these favorite items and then share it with folks.
Yeah. It's building those sorts of systems that exactly. I really champion, because again, they're just time savers. And now with all those capabilities within Minoan, I want them to know so they can leverage it. So Sage, what's ahead for Minoan? You guys have made all these improvements in these past like just several weeks, really. And so I know that you are dealing with the excitement of that. But as we move forward, obviously the hosting industry is growing. I think we're still very much in our infancy. What's ahead for Minoan?
Oh man, there's a lot of things that, you know, in our team meetings that we talk about weekly that we want to do, that we're working on. And I think the biggest thing for us is our overall goal is to continue to build the best platform for hosts to be able to use to help furnish their rentals, to help restock and replenish their rentals, anyone in the short-term rental industry to be that one-stop shop, even if you have to get a few things outside of Minoan, to help systematize the furnishing process in this industry. That's our overarching goal. And then the different ways that we're getting there. I mean, our team is growing. Back in the day, there used to be four of us. We have tripled the size of the team since then. And we're continuing to grow. We have five different roles open for Minoan just this month. We're continuing to grow throughout the rest of the year. We have a lot of other initiatives that we're working on. I mean, we want to continue to make the extension better. We want to make this process and some of these more repeatable processes that people have to do, and the feedback that listeners and members and our hosts have given us, we want to implement those because they're all valid. And we're learning from you guys and your audience every single day. So what's upcoming for us? I mean, a lot. We want to continue refining, releasing new features. Our team is growing to be able to help us move a lot more quickly. So instead of waiting a year to do a new Minoan release, we can pump out features monthly, which is awesome, and continuing to make Minoan better for all of our existing users and prospective new users in the future. And there's a lot of exciting news that I think you guys will start to see in the coming months that I can't talk about yet, but the team is growing, the business is growing. And so it's all good things right now.
I want to talk about the team really quick, Sage, because this is something that I think I've started to see a lot more and hear from some of our listeners, is that let's say you are hosting right now and there are so, like Minoan, obviously Sage said there's open roles, but I just want to offer that there are so many businesses growing in the short-term rental market, whether it's a Minoan or if it's a co-host in your town. You would be surprised how much opportunity is out there to get involved in the short-term rental, like further in the short-term rental. Either A, if you haven't gotten started yet, you can link arms with a business that is growing in short-term rentals, or with a host in your area, a property manager, a co-host. Maybe it's a designer, a cleaning company. I just encourage everyone to kind of like think outside of just being like buying a property and becoming a host. There are other ways, as Sarah and I talk about this a lot in our membership, of there are so many people that started either as a host or as a designer, and they keep cross-pollinating to really find their sweet spot and their own thing. But there's one thing in the Minoan future that you didn't mention, and it's something in September where you're going to be a partner of ours and a sponsor at our live event, our conference. How excited are you for TFVCon and to meet our listeners in person?
Thrilled. I mean, we were there supporting you guys in Vegas last year, which is really fun. Never been to Columbus, so I'm super excited to test it out. I know you guys have a long list of food recommendations, which I'm looking forward to. I've loved meeting a lot of your HBMM folks. Like, it's just been so fun. And I feel like they're friends of mine, in addition to being business partners and industry partners. So I'm looking forward to it. You guys have done a fantastic job with the branding and the content so far. So we are very much so looking forward to it. And I look forward to meeting any listener of this episode who's going to be there. Please come swing by. We'll have four or five folks from the Minoan team, including myself, and would love to meet you guys in person.
And Sage, you go to you've done a really extensive conference
world tour
circuit since you started at Minoan.
Exactly what
can you just share with our listeners how important those events are and what you see happen to host when they do attend those events?
Absolutely.
They hear it from us, but I'd like them to hear it from someone on the outside attending these events.
The first conference I actually ever went to, I was an attendee because I didn't know how to be a sponsor. I didn't know what any of that looked like. And I was blown away. I mean, Matt, when you were just talking about you encourage folks to like meet other people, one of the biggest takeaways that I've had from this industry is that it is a true community. People are so willing to help, whether it's a Facebook group, whether it's a conference. I mean, people will go above and beyond because everyone started from zero at one point. So people have five properties. They started with none, just like people who are just getting started. And what I've seen from these conferences, exhibiting and just going as an attendee, is the amount of, it's like a crash course, basically, for people who want to go and get started, whether they're in the industry already. You can further level up your game, right, at these events. You may think that you know it all, but there's going to be something, whether it's a new software or a new way to manage your team or incentivize your team, that you're going to learn at these events. And for people who are just getting started, just mingling and networking, whether it's coming to see the different vendors to see what systems and softwares and partners are available to help you in your business, and just chatting and getting to know other like-minded folks in the industry. Maybe they have properties where you're looking. Maybe they live where you live. It's just a fantastic community. And if people haven't gone to an event ever, but they're in the space or thinking about getting into the space, it would be one of my strongest recommendations, because the amount of knowledge that you can get in a short amount of time, knowledge and relationships, I think is really invaluable and something that you can't get just by being behind a screen and listening to podcasts and listening and chiming in on these Facebook groups. Being with the people in the same room, it's really, really impactful.
Well, we can't wait to hang out with you again. It's going to be so much fun. Sage, where can our listeners find out more about Minoan and the new Minoan?
Great question. So anyone who is not familiar with us, you can just go to minoanexperience.com. My email is also just sage@minoanexperience.com. If you guys have any questions, I'd love to help answer them. If I'm not the right person, I can point you in the right direction. So my email is open and accessible for all of you. And I hope to meet a ton of you in Columbus in September.
We will put all of Minoan's information in the show notes. So if you are driving right now, don't worry. It will be there for you in the future. It's also on our partners page, on our website. We are huge fans of Minoan. We use them. We know them. We love them. Sage, thank you so much for your time today. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us. It's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group,
This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.